indolent Christians. Indolent, wanting to avoid activity. Lazy, idle, do nothing, slothful, choosing to remain aimless. A medical term, a disease condition that causes little pain, even if a killer. God's word firmly says to not be indolent. The limited time he gives you or hours you will account for one day. A lazy person is as bad as someone who destroys things, says Proverbs 18:9, New Living Translation. The name of the Lord is a strong fortress. The godly run to him and are safe. Proverbs 18:10, the opposite of lazy and indolent. Jesus said through words like Matthew 7:19, and be warned that there are many words from God on this topic. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Luke wrote the same word from Jesus in Luke 3:9, and even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Jesus tells us what is going to happen, maybe soon, in Matthew 24. In the very next chapter, Jesus gives a warning about the 5 foolish bridesmaids who did not expect their Lord to return. And then Jesus warns you and me, we shall die. Are we being so indolent as Christians now that we will then ask Jesus, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you? Only to hear him say, we were ignoring him when we waste so much time and even prayers focused on getting blessings from God instead of on being a blessing to God's people as our way of showing him not just love, but obedience. Indolent, wanting to avoid activity, lazy, idle, do-nothings. Are we indolent Christians? Are we an indolent church? Indolent, wanting to avoid activity or not doing the activity God calls us to do, choosing to remain aimless or following ourselves. God's word firmly says to not be indolent, to watch, to pray. Jesus set the example in Luke 18:1. Then he spoke a parable to them, it says, that men ought always to pray and not lose heart, Luke 18:1. Jesus warns us through Luke 21:36 about events that very much describe today. Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man, Jesus. God continues to warn us to not be indolent and lazy as Christians or as a church. Titus 3:8, quote, this is a faithful saying, and these things I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men. Colossians 4:5, in New King James Version says, walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. Colossians 5, in New Living Translation, live wisely among those who are not believers, and make the most of every opportunity. Are we an indolent Christian that does not share about God to people? Are we an indolent church? inviting you to be his childhood dreams and dares to do all things through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:13 and Ephesians 3:20, all to holy God's glory.
Colossians 4:5 in New Living Translation. Live wisely among those who are not believers and make the most of every opportunity. Colossians 4:5, redeem the time.